Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we worked with noobs to doobs. We loved this live. We had no clue who would be joining us, and boy, did we get some stuff worked out and moving for noobs. We really, really love bringing random people from the comments, and this live did not disappoint. So, without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that is your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Why, what's wrong, Lily?
Lily, what is wrong? Have fun, Lily. What is wrong? I have pain in lower stomach.
Did you apply your alchemy personal? Alchemy, purification, healing from yourself to yourself.
Okay.
Now do it from your stomach back to your stomach.
Okay.
Release soul fragments from that, wrapped in divine justice and love, light, and forgiveness, return it to its rightful owners. Can you release and remove all... Actually, ask for the intense energy vampire cleanse conducive to what you need, Pathfinder Lily. Hi! Hi! How does that feel? Because it felt a lot of movement. It seems like there was like some hooks or slash like puppet strings. Besides, like, energy you were transmuting from somebody else. Okay. Well, what are you getting into recently? Like, what's going on with you? Because this wasn't yours. This was somebody else's. But who are you talking to? Your aches and shit. Who are you letting into your energy field, bro? Can you do me a favor, Pathfinder Lily? Can you take your divine bouncers list?
Hold on, let me bring Kate on.
Take your divine bouncers list and, like, rewrite it. Like, burn the one you have. There you go. And then say, you know, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please restructure my divine bouncers list. Cross all names off the bouncers that should not have access to you.
Hi! Hey, everyone.
And then, clean off your shielding and guardians and set your shielding to fuck around and find out and stop letting them in. I don't know why I'm yelling at you, so I need to, apparently. Not you, Kate. Yeah.
Do this.
Well, actually, Kate and I were talking today, Lucid PXPI said, what are we doing? And Kate and I were talking. We haven't had someone on the screen in a while. And I was wondering if anybody needed help with anything that they might want to, if you have 1K, because that's how TikTok is, and you want to work on something. And yeah, I know that's really tough. But you're just going to keep putting up with the shit. until you're ready to say no. And it's going to be uncomfortable until you're ready to say no. So I'm going to yell at you because I've got all the tools for you to do it. You know how to do the things. But if you fucking, okay, so like, if you let the person keep shitting on you, okay, let's do it a different way. If you have a cut and you clean it, but you don't bandage it, you don't look at what the fuck cut, you don't know if it's glass, you don't know if it's a rusty nail, you just kind of go, ow, and you clean it up, you're bound to get an infection. And if you keep hitting the fucking nail that's in the wall instead of taking it out, bro, what am I supposed to do about that? I mean that in the nicest way possible, but babe, tough love. I don't know why you need it. I guess I'm usually super nice to you or something. Sorry to yell in your ear, Kate.
You have not.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually,
let me look in the requests and see if anybody requested.
Okay. Next.
No one has requested, so.
Okay. Well. Hello, Max.
Lily, are you okay with me yelling at you? Because I did it.
Did it anyway.
We, Kate and I both have services that we have available in a plethora of pay scales, but this tonight, this is free.
You're just coming on, helping out. I will do the best I can.
Well, Pathfinder Lily, do you want to come on the screen? You don't have to share your face. You can just use your voice. Do you want us to work with you?
No, Cosmic Kitten. I was getting my wisdom teeth out on Tuesday.
Okay, I'm bringing you on. Pathfinder Lily's coming on.
Hey, Pathfinder.
You can't. You have 33 followers because TikTok is dumb. They're not dumb. Spirit, please don't do that. I like it. Templar Solara, you can have a hug for me. You want it? Here. You can cry. Do you want it? Can you come on the screen and talk about it? Why do you need a hug? Terry wants to know how your gums are healing.
They're really swollen, Terry. Oh, they said, how do I join?
They can't. They don't have enough followers because of TikTok. You have to have 1K followers. Anybody want to join us that has 1K followers? Yes, we can help with trauma responses. Absolutely. We're timeline dimensional trauma healer. I don't know. There's weird titles. We can help. And severely isolated, no human contact for over 7 months. Feel like I'm going insane.
Why were you isolated? Like, why so long? I remember I used to do that with Xbox. I would isolate myself for that long.
We don't check our messages. You can go to our link tree for our services. We have a bunch of different things.
It's in our bios.
Yeah, both of ours.
Yeah, I feel weird. I can't be so expressive. Just know that I'm smiling on the inside, guys.
Noobs to doobs. Do you want to go on here? Do you want to come on here?
Ooh.
You can. Do you want to? We're going to work on healing stuff, trauma stuff. Do you want to? Here, I'll invite you on. Why is it saying I have to follow them? What is going on?
Do you know how to request it, noobs? To do.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Picture of a lion. Hello, noobs.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm trying to get the camera to go on. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable doing these things.
Hi.
I forgot I'm muted.
The
I can't hear. Kate, we're going to have to mute when they're talking, I think. Are you able to? What'd you say?
I just said it's just so nice to see you guys. I love just watching you guys and feeling the energies that you give off. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, cool. We're usually a lot of fun. I don't usually yell at people, but, you know. I've known them for a while in the comments, so I was just like, listen, blah, 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 blah. What do you want to work on tonight? Like, what's going on in your life that you're like, you know what would be great if we could focus on this fucking thing that I've been trying to heal?
I have, they're calling it post-virus IBS. But it's causing such a trickle-down effect because, I'm going to cry, I can't find, like, I was laid off back in whatever, but my unemployment ran out, and I can't get a regular job because 4 to 5 days, literally, I am in my fourth day of a flare-up where I am so sick and nauseated, all I do is either sleep or use the bathroom. So I can't find a regular job. I have to DoorDash and Instacart, and I'm just really feeling not...
You're feeling locked up and caged in life. You're in survival mode, not thriving mode, basically.
Yeah, like I just feel like I can't ever get my head above water. And I really thought this last job, you know, we need to move out of the house that we're in because there's dust coming from both ways, and I'm sick like I've never been sick before.
Okay, we're going to pause. There's a lot. So there's a couple of different things. No. Don't be sorry. I'm just trying to find an avenue. So can you do this for me? Can you say, Spirit, if it's in? Actually, can you apply? Do you want me to say it, Kate, or do you want to with your team clean off healing?
Oh, the... All right. Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please activate.
Please activate.
Kate's team revamp healing.
Revamp healing.
To myself and my team.
To myself and my team.
They're frozen.
You're going to get kind of lightheaded. Hold on.
To your senses, please speed this up. And also, Spirit of it's in my highest good.
Spirit of it's in my highest good.
Please activate Kate's sorting foam healing to this.
Please activate Kate's sorting
foam healing to this.
Healing to this.
And your own, like your house cleanse to this whole thing.
And my house cleanse to all of this.
So your science could please speed this up.
So what that's going to do is, since Kate usually talks to the guides, she has a lot of healings to make sure that they're cleaned off, that the communication lines are open, that everything's back in place. Okay, so that's more conducive to what you're going through. They're going to help us with the messages to help you. The next part that she did, the sorting foam, is literally a clean out, organize, put everything in order so it's easier. That way, we can go to the most impactful point, because with everything that's happening, it's like, do we go to medical? Do we go to past life? Do we go to a child? Do we go to the job thing? This helps clear that up so that we can do an impactful walkthrough that will help you quite a bit and will pretty much hit a bunch of the things that's happening in order.
Okay. Because that's, I think, the most important thing for me is it's figuring out what this sickness is in my gut.
That they're not going to take us there first. They're taking us somewhere else first, and it's going to it might not seem like it's cleaning out the sickness in the gut, but we are going to hit on that in this live. That's the part that's keeping you mostly imprisoned in your own body, and the rest of it's keeping you imprisoned in your life, and they're tied together.
Okay. I'm sure you've seen our lives and stuff like that, and you know how deep that they can get. So the first thing I got was something about, okay, so you know that song, it's called Savior, I think? But it's like, she said, I don't hate you, boy, I just want to save you from...
No, but I understand.
Okay, So, I can't tell if this is you thinking that somebody hates you or somebody thinking that you hate them, but that's when this all started. That's when this problem started.
Late 20s, early 30s.
My mom died, and we had a tumultuous relationship.
Okay, it's connected there, but it's also connected to your kids. Do you have kids?
Yeah. I gave birth to and three that are my, what would be called stepkids, are mine.
Okay, well, I'm not feeling like who is who or that, you know, anybody coming through on the other side or anything like that. But that, the thing with your mom, that miscommunication, that not being able to figure out and have closure on that, also affected with the kids. And I'm just trying to feel it while Kate looks at it.
I know who it is. I know which one.
I'm guessing they just want to make it very clear that it's not hate. Were you an addict, maybe? Your mother was, you said? Okay.
Can you start with returning and releasing soul fragments just from that whole time period, just so we can clear things up? So you're going to say, spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please release and return.
Please release and return.
Soul fragments.
Soul fragments.
From that moment in time.
From that moment in time.
And from all parties and situations that allow.
And from all parties and situations that allow.
Wrap them in divine justice.
Wrap them in divine justice.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
Ouch, this is messing with the lower back and the gut. And return them to their rightful owners.
And return them to their rightful owners.
At this time.
At this time.
It gives a headache. I feel like I'm going to cry, but it's not emotion cry. It's not from the chest. It's like a release cry. Like, you know, when your body's so sore, you're so tired, it's that kind of cry. It does not feel like it's coming from the heart space. It's just a fuck, man, kind of cry. Okay. Can you say speed this up, please?
Speed this up.
Did she die thinking that you hated her, or was this she died you thinking that she hated you?
I don't know. I don't think it was neither. I think maybe the hate may have been disappointment.
On whose end?
On both.
On both. What a mom should have been, and I was never the good kid.
It was on both, and part of the addiction part was because she thought people hated her and she hated herself. But then, what's your first name, babe, or a first letter, or whatever?
I'm Cassandra. I'm Cassie.
Okay, so what it feels like, Cassie, is, I mean, it seems a little, I think it's obvious, I'm not positive, so I don't know if this is, like, I don't know why I need a disclaimer for that either, that's weird. But it feels like Kate is saying, disappointed on both ends. You were disappointed that she wasn't who she was. You were disappointed that you couldn't be more for her. She was disappointed that you weren't what she perceived you should be. And she was disappointed that she wasn't enough for you, right? Is this?
Yeah. I mean, she was a pretty tormented soul. I mean, I can't talk about that. So
humans be humaning. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's human to the best of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Janice Joplin. I mean, her name was Janice, and the name fit.
Embodied.
Yes. So, and I learned from her mistakes. Not to say I haven't done wrong.
Can you release the guilt and shame, please, from your expectations? So, and from everything. But spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please release all guilt and shame from me.
release all guilt and shame from me.
Of expectations of self?
Of expectations of self.
Life?
Life.
Motherhood?
Motherhood.
Childhood?
Childhood.
And the like.
And the like. All of it.
Wrap them in love, light, and forgiveness.
Wrap them in love, light, and forgiveness.
Return them to their rightful owners at this time.
And return them to their rightful owners at this time.
So I think I need to go back to give a perspective in order to ripple this forward. Would you say that she lived kind of like a refugee? Does that make sense? Very scarce. Like not flamboyant or anything like that, just very like one thing.
Yeah.
How can I put this?
Every time we were like travelers.
Yeah, because I got the
multiple schools and
she got the like, G word pretty clear that I don't say.
That is my family. My family, I'm only third generation here. They came from Hungary and they were travelers.
Okay, that makes sense. Because they were very clear with that word. Your team was very clear with that word, but this is 2023 TikTok, so I'm not doing that.
I do, and I struggle with how do I identify with that word. But yeah, her...
However you want to, it's your lineage.
Just like some people tell me not to say, like, Asperger's or whatever, I can call myself whatever the fuck I want. You can call yourself whatever the fuck you want.
Cute.
Also...
If the chief comes in saying it, I will always feel comfortable saying it.
Was she a product of war? Was there, like, whenever she was born, was there a war going on? Some kind of scarcity here.
Oh, I mean, it was 52, so it was
that. After World War II.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really prominent here in brain.
Her fingernails are really prominent too. The mom's fingernails. I don't know if it was like, I don't know what this is.
I used to do nails. Wait, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I used to do nails, and I would do her fingernails.
She has trauma behind the fingernail thing. So when you did it, that was not only just a cleansing, but a connection point. From what Kate was saying, tuning into that wartime or whatever, the fingernail part, the dirt that was underneath it, was like she could not get her hands clean. She could not keep good nails. Wherever this is, like the life she came from. So that doing her nails is huge.
I mean, my grandfather was a stockbroker, but at home, they were homesteaders. They grew bigger. And she taught me that.
Okay. So, it just looks like there was a lot of generational trauma. Like, a lot of built-up shit. Especially coming from that time. A lot of, like, scavenging, which is, if they grew their own food, what is this?
Hey, Kate, the built-up shit, is that happening with the gut, the stuff? Is there something in the, like, generational lineage plumber sewer line? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to go back and build it so it can be dismantled.
We had family secrets that had come out too, and that was my mother. She always wanted all of the attention. She was an accident. She wasn't supposed to. My grandmother thought she had had a hysterectomy, and then she had my mom, and then she had my aunt, and it created. And my mother tried to kill my aunt, so my mom had. It wasn't just addiction. Or hate, or I forget guilt. She had a lot of jealousy there, too. She was a very complex mom. And I had to...
Okay, so when I'm listening, you said the accident thing, and I heard not an accident. And then the hysterectomy thing. Okay, and then the hysterectomy thing, there's some storyline there that is a secret. And then when you said jealousy, I got not jealous. So I don't know what that is. I don't know.
I think she did something. I think the aunt did something. Yeah.
The aunt?
Yeah. Like I got, there's a really good reason. I don't know if this is your mom talking. She's like, yeah, there's a really good reason I wanted to fucking kill her.
Well, they were young when she tried to murder my aunt a few times. She was made to go live with a friend of our family because my mom was the baby. And then, oops, my aunt showed up and it just created a whole thing.
Who told you that story? Was it your mom?
Actually, no, it was the aunt. And I no longer talk to her.
Your aunt fucking did something. I don't care what anybody says. I can see it.
I got that wasn't the mom that said it to you either. I have a strange question. And I know, like, Kate's talking really clearly to your mom. But we don't do that necessarily. Like, we don't consider ourselves mediums. Why is your mom on your spirit team? Like, I'm just wondering, did you ask for her to be, or?
Yeah, kind of. There's, so you know how there's stuff that goes on here? Because I do Oracle reading. And then I had made a TikTok and somebody had, the troll stuff. It bothered me. So I created a petty team because she was the pettiest bitch I knew.
I love that. I fucking love that.
Because I can't. Like, I will always send I send it back with love and light, but I also always send it back with humbleness so they will know how to move forward. It's just, for me, people that attack like that, they think they have shit, and it's like, no, you need to humble yourself a little.
Yeah, the divine justice is basically a rebirth. So it's the same thing. I love that, with humbleness. Yeah. A petty team is fantastic, honestly. But they were great for what you needed it for. I'm just trying to figure out if it's like if your team goes in rotation of what you're dealing with. And okay, let's say you hire, I know restaurant lingo, okay? So let's say you hire a busser. He's like a fucking great busser, right? But all of a sudden, something comes in and you have to make him a server. That bitch ain't gonna serve. Sucks as a server. And then it's like, oh, fuck, we need someone in the dish. And you were like, oh, well, I guess you'd be great. No. Fucking sucks even worse as a dish guy. So, like, you have your petty team and you put them in, but there needs to be a moment where they come forward and also can release. And it seems like your mom is, like, hanging around full circle on all of it. I'm just saying.
My twins, who she never met, just had a birthday. I've seen so many signs of her around. So I'm not surprised. Her death date was also the 16th of this month. So that's another reason she's sticking around. And
she's gonna stick around until you uncover this. That's what she's here. That's what she's rotating for.
That makes sense.
That's why she... And then she'll stay in the background, like, if you want her there, but she's in the forefront until this gets uncovered. Does that make sense?
I don't talk to my family on that side anymore. I have a couple of cousins. It became a... Racism is not political, but it became that in my family, and I will expose my boys to that.
It's part of a backup. It's part of the blockage. It's a part of the, if she's vindictive and she literally wanted to kill this person, she's going to, like, it's like nothing else is moving until this gets figured out kind of situation.
Oh, I wholeheartedly, when I hear something like in the area that they live, or I get a phone call from an area code from that number, I wholeheartedly feel like it's her and she's died. Like, it's the aunt that died, and she's still alive up there. She married my mother's ex-husband. Like, there's a whole shit show in there. So, it wouldn't surprise me, because like I said, she was the pettiest bitch I ever knew.
I'm, like, determined, but I mean, like...
She's just wants what's hers, is all she keeps saying. She's like, what she's actually saying is eye for an eye. So I'm just wondering. She just wants it uncovered. Like, right now, obviously she's not gonna, like, do whatever she did back, but... She wants people to know about it. It does look like blood, though. And I just wonder if your aunt tried to kill her first.
I don't know. My mom was like the Janis Joplin type. And my aunt was more like the Glinda the Good Witch with a little bit of Janis thrown in. And I've explained that. My mom was like Pat Benatar. Like, she was just that kind of woman. And my aunt was always, they always tease her, you live in your own fantasy land. So, and she's an animal lover, so like, for her to harm, I could never see that, but that may be just...
Unless somebody harmed her first. Or her kids.
Or pet.
Okay. Just spirit if it's in my highest good, or the highest good.
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please apply cats.
Please apply cats.
Detangling of roots healing.
Detangling of roots healing.
To this whole thing, this whole situation.
For this whole situation. Boy, did that feel good. Ooh.
I untangle the knots.
It's like, I can, you guys know, I can see it. It is literally like this. Like, I can see, like, the fog moving. Because you know what I mean. I see it.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that my mic is off. I'm like, yeah.
When you say that, sometimes people are like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can't explain it. Like, there's a projector in my brain.
Whatever happened between them, they were like, I don't know if it was your mom. Yeah, I think it was your mom. She was like 16 or 17. So, whenever this was.
When my grandfather, that's when her dad died. And she always felt like my grandmother and my aunt didn't do enough.
She blamed them. She blamed them.
Well, she was his baby. She was a daddy's girl. Like, I knew that. Even my aunt had always told me, when he died, she broke.
Hey, no beef to your family or whatever, but I just want to see something. Can you just say, spirit if it's in the highest good?
Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Please deliver divine justice.
Please deliver divine justice.
To the relationship.
To the relationship.
Between my aunt and her dad.
Between my aunt and her dad.
Conducive to what is needed.
Conducive to what is needed.
There's a lot of collapsing. A lot of...
I'm feeling it in the legs and the lower regions, just saying.
And I feel like she's going to get a phone call from her. I've literally just been waiting for the call.
So, just so I can move on from this, Can I release soul fragments with if they did anything to their dad? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm perfectly fine with it. Whether it's on this plane or on another plane, if it helps heal, I'm fine with it.
Well, here's what will happen is when you release soul fragments with a moment in time or with a situation for clarity, it will release it from back then and it will change things on a cellular level. So Kate's going back as far as she can to kind of like gather the picture together. And as we heal and move through and uncover, as you heal and move and uncover things, it literally energetically pushes it through. So like if this was you when you were younger, and this is you in a past life, and this is you, like, if it's all happening at once, if we heal this version of you, it heals all the way up to your current self, and it will get rid of the gut issues and the tangled and the stuck stuff. So even if it's in a different realm or whatever, if it's all happening now, it'll happen back there on that timeline.
Okay.
So who is this? Your mom's mother and your mom's sister?
Correct.
Okay. So, spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please release soul fragments with.
Please release soul fragments with.
My mother's mother.
My mother's mother.
Unaliving.
Unaliving.
Her husband.
Her husband.
Okay. So that's not the vendetta she had. It was like, I don't think it was a direct. Okay. So spirit.
It moved stuff from the thought of. It didn't move stuff from the act of.
Okay. So spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please release soul fragments with.
Please release soul fragments with.
My mother's sister.
My mother's sister.
Unaliving her dad. Okay.
Nothing there. Not even from a thought. No movement.
Okay. So then it's not.
So real quick, if you feel movement or see movement, then that's a yes, because there's soul fragments to move. If there's no movement, that's a no. So it's just getting clarity in a way where, like, if you ask your team, hey, remove soul fragments. Hey, team, grab me this glass of water. If there's a glass of water there, they can give it to you. If there's no glass of water, they're like, the fuck are you talking about?
Like,
I am. Okay.
They can't remove what's not there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think your mom thought they did. And I would like to double check that by releasing soul fragments again. So, spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please release all soul fragments.
Please release all soul fragments.
With my mother.
With my mother.
Believing.
Believing.
That her sister unalive dad, her dad.
That her sister unalive her dad.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, so I didn't feel stuff leave. I burped, and then I felt something go through the portal. But I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm just throwing it out there that I felt that.
I think that, because she's here, I think she had the realization anyway. Does that make sense? Like, as we uncovered it, that was what she needed.
Oh, so she went through my portal. Like, she was like, oh, okay. And then left.
Moved on.
That was it. So that was the uncovering that she needed. That was that part. Cool. Now on to the next part. What'd you say?
That she can be so dramatic.
Yeah, she was like, fine, good. And just, like, went.
Good. Because for me, if it's for her highest good, too, I'm perfect. Like, I don't hold ill will at all. My missing her is because my kids don't get to know her.
Yeah, but, like, just to, like, talk about that for a moment, if someone has, I'm not going to go into that. It's too deep and it's too many layers and it's too many things. But basically, if they were around, would your kid have had kids had a relationship with them anyway, or the way that you remember them or at their best, you know? So it's like a kind of like, either way, they weren't going to have a relationship necessarily. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do now.
Okay, I'm thinking that the next thing is the stuff that's keeping you stuck, the work stuff, that kind of stuff. I know that the gut issues are in the forefront. That's what it seems like is keeping you stuck, but they go hand in hand. So
I'm not on that part. That at all.
I can see the ball. I'm just not sure if it's from your mom because they're the same color. Your mom and this ball are the same color. So it makes me go, can you say move on?
Please move on.
Got really thin.
God, it's itchy, man. It's so fucking itchy all over this side. Can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please activate.
Please activate.
Kate's manic panic.
Kate's manic panic.
Hair washout healing.
Hair washout healing.
To me, conducive to what I need.
To me, conducive to what I need. I feel like letting my hair down and swinging it.
It's kind of like if you have a drug test, you know, like the things get stuck in the hair follicles. It's like a lot of energy that gets stuck in the hair. And it was just like it just needed a wash, like an energy wash.
My nose is hella itchy too.
Okay, so let's go look at career stuff. So you're going to say, Spirit, please show me.
Spirit, please show me.
The most impactful point.
The most impactful point.
I can heal about.
I can heal about.
This stuck.
This
life of mine.
Life of mine.
God, it's like if you had like a really shitty bass system and you played a song with a lot of deep bass and all it sounds like is womp, 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 womp.
I just got heartburn real bad and I'm on medicine for it, so that's weird.
Okay, so can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please upgrade my system.
Upgrade my system.
Conducive to what it needs.
Conducive to what it needs.
Oh, that feels really good.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You can fucking cuss. We don't care.
Good, because I speak fluently.
That offends the fuck out of me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm kind of no nonsense. I speak sarcasm. I speak cursive. I read like them.
Those are our favorite.
This makes me really tired.
I'm going to go walk downstairs because my husband walked in.
Okay.
I'm taking you. You're coming with me.
Okay.
Pearls have been clutched.
it got when she upgraded the system, like after the whole and she upgraded the system, it got real sleepy. And it wasn't like pulled down sleep. It was like, oh my god, that noisy neighbors have finally shut up and I can go to bed. That kind of sleep.
Did you go grab my ring light? No, I am.
Was her family the noisy neighbors?
think
no,
she's
I have.
Sleeping. I'm gonna wait until she's.
I'm not sure. In the kitchen. Yeah, I'm gonna sit right here. Mike, I have a ring light from going live, so now that I'm in the living room, I need something to put my phone on. No, I have bad noisy neighbors right now that drive me up a wall. Oh, wait a minute. Up at the lake, our family is big, and in the summer, at our summer cottage, we always had family up there, and they, or we were the bad family, because, you know, we drank and had a good time. I was the long story, never mind.
You didn't wear khaki and row your canoe?
Oh, honey, I was blonde, but I was not part of the, what's those? You know what I was, I can't think of what I wanted to call them.
The blue noses, I guess, would be the.
We were not the Stepford Wives house. That's what I wanted to say. We were more like the kids that played in the cornfields.
Okay, I feel like that's coming up for a reason. So can you ask to merge in with that version of you?
Can you please mesh me in with that version of me? Is that what I wanted to say?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. It's very you. I prefer it to be very you.
Oh, I feel like, wait, I gotta move that back. I'm like right in it. That just made me feel like I don't give a shit anymore. More than I already don't.
Yeah, back then you didn't really give a shit, did you? You kind of just were living life, huh?
See, I thought I did, I guess. I guess I really did. I've had more people tell me they wish they could be like me and authentic. And I never thought that I was. I always felt that I was putting that mask on for other people.
No, this feels pretty good, man. This feels like I'm just chilling. I'm outside. It just feels... just hanging out, talking. It's not even like super partying. It's just like having a drink, maybe a smoke. It's just talking. Why is this important, though? Can you say, Spirit, please apply?
Spirit, please apply.
My own house cleanse?
My own house cleanse.
To myself?
To myself.
And as far as I'm allowed here.
And as far as I am allowed here.
What if we made this part of you on your now spirit? The one that knows that the one that doesn't. The one that's authentic as fuck. Why don't we let her on your now team?
I never thought I could do that. I wish, because I think to myself sometimes I wish I could be more carefree like I used to be. I do it all the time. Because I have anxiety and I'm so scared because just of the world and my babies. You know?
Well, wish granted.
I never experienced any kind of, like, any amount of guilt that a mother's guilt just naturally has. When I had my kid and I was, like, wanting to do the right thing, but you don't exactly know what the right thing is, just what societal views are, and then breaking free of all of that, and then trying to raise them to be, like, respectable humans, and then, like, they have their own mind, and then what if you get this wrong or this wrong? And I don't know if you experienced that, but that's what I went through, and it took a lot to break it apart. Actually, my spiritual journey was so I could be the best dad for my kids.
That's what I've been doing the past probably 4 years after I wanted to unalive myself.
Yep.
Okay. And with the chaos that's been the world, my kids are biracial, so it's an added thing for me.
Kate keeps seeing something, so I want her to say what she's seeing real quick.
I was trying to be funny, and I was like, I just wanted to better myself for my cat. But I was trying to be funny. I think that's this lake house that you were talking about, right? Was this the last time you saw somebody happy, or was this the last time that the family got together?
It's the last time she was happy. Like, truly, authentically happy. Like, the world faded away.
The lake is part of who I am.
It's just her and her family, and it's just everybody not giving a fuck. Like, it's just literally the most authentic, the world melted away kind of shit. Why don't you guys go there anymore? What happened?
When my aunt married the guy that used to be my stepdad, all of a sudden, I was his stepdaughter at one point. So I was always treated, I mean, not just because my hair is red, but that's how I was always treated. My mother had, we would use the same color, different colors, and come out the same color. It was hysterical, but they were both red. And that's just our fight. That's why I have the lion on there, because that's my personality. But his kids, I was best friends with his daughter, and just say that I was replaced. And how he talks about his daughter's husband, I joke, he looked like Shaq. Like, they should have had, I don't care who says it, they should have had gray babies. She is that pale, he is that dark. Like, and I knew him, there was a trauma between him and I that we've gotten through. Like, when I say it's like this, it's like this. And she helped, like, this is the aunt that helped raise me.
Do you want it to be like this?
I don't mean this in a good way. I meant we were so intertwined. Like, I have an uncle daddy and an aunt mommy at this point.
Take your hands, go like this, like you had it. And now, like, with your spiritual witchy ways, I want you to think of each person, like this little piggy, this little piggy, this little piggy.
Yeah.
And start spreading them apart.
Oh, I just want them to go. Because I am over it. There's ugliness in there.
Okay. So, this seems kind of weird. I'm just going to let you know, but this is what I'm feeling you do. It's kind of like energetically lick your fingers clean. Like, but it's an, you would think that you wouldn't want to eat that. You would think that this is gross. You don't want to eat it, but you're going to transmute it and it's going to help your gut. I'm just letting you know. So if you can, energetically.
I'm there. Like, I'm over.
There you go.
And tell those forms and versions of you to chew their food.
That's sorry. That was a reaction.
Hey, you can take that. This, I'm going to walk you through something a little bit weird. I keep saying that, but I need to preface it. I don't know why. You're going to take that.
Because I always do that when I do things.
Oh, okay. You're apologetic for stuff you don't need to be apologetic for. Cool.
Yes.
Fun. All right. Can you say spirit? Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please, decorate or remake my mental space room.
Please redecorate or remake my mental space room.
To be the lake house.
To be the lake house.
Because if you think about that, if you want a place for you to be with your thoughts, that you feel creative, that you feel free, that you feel like you can take on the world, that you can feel like shuts everybody out. But it was like back here as if you couldn't have it anymore. And it had all the
art. It was torn down.
It's not. Stop. 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 That house with no other people in it, just the house, the lake house itself, in the form that you remember it, where it is rightfully embedded with you and you with it, is here now. It's your own fortress. It's your own place for your thoughts. Okay. Now, spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please allow that form of me.
Please allow that form of me.
To be this form of me. enemies.
To be this form of me.
Spirit guide.
Spirit guide. Oh, that's fun.
Do you need to look out the window? Oh, was this the room that you liked? Like, did you have a set room that had to be yours every time you went? And you liked to look out that window?
Yeah. It was the weirdest window.
Okay.
My grandmother helped raise me.
Okay.
I was bounced around. She was one of the places. Like, when my mom was pregnant with me, she was on heroin. They kidnapped her and took her there to clean her.
This is making my forehead extremely hot. Extremely red, extremely hot. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, how are you
looking at the
room? You see me being flushed?
Yeah? Okay.
I
Why? Oh, okay. Hold on. Can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good. Please apply my personal. Walk in cooler healing.
Through me, conducive to what I need.
Oh, that is phenomenal. I never thought about that. It's starting to. I can feel the heat fading away.
Hey, what are you looking for out this window?
I don't know. I used to just watch and see if anybody kind of Romeo and Juliet type of thing. Like if anybody paid attention to me. Besides the ones that I had to perform for.
What about in your mental space room? Because you're still looking out it.
Probably trying to find what I'm supposed to do now, because that's where I feel lost. I don't feel like I can accurately support the house, my household. Do you know what I mean? And I do what I can, but I never really knew everything that I wanted to do. Because there's so many different things that I enjoy doing that I'm probably just trying to figure out what is the next best thing.
It's there now. Out the window in this mental space room, there's now a walkway with lights. There's now a pathway.
Can I ask a specific question?
Oh, yeah.
Is it using what I have? Like, in a productive and abundant type of way.
It looks like it's your soil, your own soil. But this doesn't look like new thing. Yes, I guess would be the answer to this, because I get shown things in pictures, and it's somebody taking their hands in this soil, and... Does that make sense?
Kind of like a new growth, maybe?
Yeah, new fertile land.
Hey, you know how you have all that gardening experience?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to take that garden that you and Kate are working on right now. Can you just weed it? Can you weed the fuck out of that and feed that to your lowest dimensional forms that eat it for fuel? Thank you. Great, you're doing great.
Oh, tilling, that's what you're doing. Till it. Till your own garden.
Getting rid of the negativity that's been around me.
Transmuting it, not just getting rid of it. Like, using the shit to make it grow.
Okay, all this stuff that you fed to your forms, can you say, Spirit, please transmute all this?
Spirit, please transmute all of this.
And put it, cleanse and purify it.
Cleanse and purify it.
And feed it back into my own success.
and feed it back into my own success.
That's hot on the top of the head, and it feels good in the stomach. It was a nice.
Yeah, my stomach is really settled down.
Yeah.
I feel really, so basically my question was, should I continue to do readings? Because.
Why would you stop? I want to ask you this. If you were in an office 40 hours a week and happy doing whatever, would you continue to do readings?
Sometimes I feel too drained to do them. I don't feel authentic if I work too much.
Okay,
because so I did do that. But now that I'm not working, I'm afraid to. It's my anxiety, the trolls, and the anxiety. Okay.
I'm going to offer you the healings and workings that I've done for this, because it's really hard to get on this app and not give a fuck. And they know that. And when you have a big heart, you want to not care, but you do. You care. And,
exactly.
And it gets to you and you don't want to. And then you're like, if you don't say anything, if you don't address it, then it eats away at you and eats away at you. And then if you do say something, it's like, don't feed them. And it's like an internal battle that goes on constantly. So. Say, spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please copy and paste.
Please copy and paste.
All the healings and workings.
All the healings and workings.
That Kate and Kat.
That Kate and Kat.
Have done for Kat.
Have done for Kat.
Concerning that issue.
Concerning that issue.
To me.
To me.
Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
Okay. Now, please infuse my videos and my lives, my content. Please infuse my content.
Please infuse my content.
With my energy imprint.
With my energy imprint.
So people can see and feel what I'm about.
So people can see and feel what I'm about.
But disconnect.
But disconnect.
The energy cord.
The energy cord.
Connected back to me.
Connected back to me.
So they can't touch me.
So that they can't touch me.
Please set my social medias.
Please set my social medias.
Divine shielding.
Divine shielding.
To fuck around and find out.
Yeah, to fuck around and find out. Okay.
Okay, now, something that I've learned by going through this. I was so scared to be called, you know, stupid, or for people to just be an asshole, or, well, when the thing about the fake thing is you don't have to worry about that, because your stuff will speak for itself. So if you know that you're real, then why do you need it? It's like someone saying your hair's not red, and you're just like, fucking, what are you fucking talking about? It's like right on your fucking face.
It's my own anxiety that gets me.
Okay, so say, spirit, please release and remove.
Spirit, please release and remove.
All intrusive thoughts.
All intrusive thoughts.
About myself, others, and situations.
About myself, others, and situations.
That have been implanted in my head.
That have been implanted in my head.
And all of this stuff that we do, these like healings and stuff, we release intrusive thoughts from us, you know, when it comes up. And like, if we're having a bad day when it comes to comments or whatever, we'd have it in a long time. The other side of that coin is, though, like, once you get to the point where you keep going, you know, when you're pregnant and everybody keeps offering you help and you go, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. And then you get to the point where you really fucking need it and nobody asks anymore. Okay. Well, this app thrives on drama. So right. But to build your account, if you can transmute that drama into your favor, then you don't want to get rid of the drama, because if you get rid of the drama, you stay stagnant. So it's just finding that balance and making it your bitch. Because if you cancel it completely, just make it conducive to what you need. Because there was a time when I was, you know, stagnant for a while, and I was just like, what is going on? And it's not that I care about followers or growth. It's not that, but this stagnant energy, I was like, something's weird here because it's not moving anywhere. And it was because I put so much fear into not wanting to deal with the drama that I let it make me its bitch. And that wasn't good.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I know because the people that I have read, I have people that come back in my lives, and my favorite one was, my family is a family of boys, and you told me that there was going to be a girl, and damn if you weren't right. So it's exactly what you said. I know that I have it, or whatever, however you want to put it, and I do. My fear is my bitch.
Can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please allow me to make my fear my bitch.
Please allow me to make my fear my bitch.
And let me transmute it as I see fit.
And let me transmute it as I see fit.
And then younger me, can you give me a light bulb moment?
And then younger me, can you give me a light? I think it already happened.
Of exactly what to fucking say. You know what I mean? Because she was quick. She didn't give a fuck.
It was literally a return to sender. And here's how, this is what I know. Sticks and stones may bake my bones, but whips it. But rock, you know what I mean? But it was, there were, oh no, not that one. That's a different one.
I'm rubber.
I'm glue. Rubber, you're glue. Yeah, what bounces off of me sticks to you. I tell people all the time, you know, rubber glue, baby, rubber glue, whatever. That's what I'll say. I guess I just need to say it more, huh?
You can do whatever you fucking want. There's no rules here, baby. I'm just saying. You know, fucking do whatever you want. I do want to look at the gut real quick just to make sure, because I have, it's 8:09 now and I have a class later tonight. So I want to make sure that we hit on all of the things that we can.
There's a plug in there and I just want to pull it.
Pull it.
Okay. Three of Snacks Good, please pull the plug and copy paste all the healings and workings that we've done to this, to that.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please pull the plug and apply all of the spirits, all of the healings that we have done tonight, and apply them as they see fit, as you see fit.
Okay, I just wonder if that was the upper GI tract. Like, we worked on the lower, and now it just had to go to the upper, because everything looks really clear now.
It went up. Like, it went, like, it didn't go down. It went up as the plug. So I thought it was going to go down. It didn't.
Okay. It looks really clear and not swollen and irritated anymore.
Okay, but I will say this. As we sit and talk, it goes back. It condenses. And then she kind of thinks about it again. And then she feels it go up and release. And then she lets it settle back down. So try this for me. Can you say, Spirit, please release?
Spirit, please release.
Any rubber bands?
Any rubber bands?
Actually, let's do it the long way. Please release any contracts?
Please release any contracts?
Promises?
Promises.
Vows? Curses?
Vows? Curses.
Spells?
Spells.
Magic? Mirages?
Magic or mirages.
Locks, chains, cages.
Locks, chains, cages.
Rubber bands.
Ooh, rubber bands.
Bounce backs.
Bounce backs.
Tourniquets.
Tourniquets.
Ropes, nets, tape.
Ropes, nets, tape.
Or the like.
Or the like.
Besides what I actively.
Besides what I actively.
Put in place.
Put in place.
That would be binding anything to or from me.
That would be binding anything to or from me.
That's not in my highest good.
It's not in my highest good.
Okay. If it's in my highest good.
If it's in my highest good.
Copy and paste everything I did tonight.
Copy and paste everything I did tonight.
To me again.
To me again.
I keep hearing the newer version, the TikTok version of Oh Mickey, You're So Fine, that's going around right now. Actually, it's like a week old, so it's probably never going to come around again. But it's like, it's the Oh Mickey, You're So Fine song. Yeah. It's like really slowed down. I don't know what that means. I'm just letting you know it's there.
I always wanted to be a cheerleader, and I'm an 80s baby. That song was a big deal to me. That was a happy song for me.
Yeah, but that seems like, I mean, like, that could be an easy fit. There's something else there, because it's the slowed down version specifically, and it is a trend on TikTok, so it's like we could go, oh, sure, 80s, and, like, it means a lot, and I wanted to be a cheerleader, but that's not the meaning of it. There's something else there, and I'm just trying to feel out what it is.
Young again? Do you feel like, quote-unquote, hot again?
Okay. Sexy. That's it, because when it's slowed down, it's like, you're so funny, blow my mind. Oh, Mickey. It's, yeah, it's like that.
I haven't seen it, so it'll probably pop up now. That's part of something I've lost. Maybe that's what I'm looking for.
Well, you found it.
Also, just letting you know that one of your biggest things besides the health issues was energy level, which they, again, go hand in hand. But if you're able to make your energy your bitch, make your time your bitch, make everything, like, if you're in control of it, it makes it to where I don't have to do Uber Eats and DoorDash. I go have fun and do that. I made this money with it. I have enough energy for this. I have enough energy for this. And before you know it, you have enough energy to take the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. And when you look at the insurmountable great unknown, it will fuck you up every damn time. If you
I'm stuck in that loop.
So, well, you used to be. So just, well, listen to your words, though, bro. Because, like, you said the fingers like this, and we did this. You said the garden. You said the lake house. Okay, so if you're stuck in a loop, what the fuck do you do with that loop?
Break it.
So fucking break it, bro. There you go.
Sometimes the simplest thing, it's so easy, but we make it
that's
so hard.
That's it. That's the key. It is fucking simple. And, like, people don't know how to talk to their team. You talk to them just like you fucking talk to your best friend. The shit that you would say, just direct it, like, how it needs to go. And it's life-changing. Life-changing. Okay. I want to make sure that you're okay. So I gotta go, but I want you to take this seriously. You're going to go to the closing statements in my link tree.
Okay.
Okay, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna copy and paste everything you did tonight, fucking everywhere, to all versions of you that need it. Then you're gonna push it through, then you're gonna align your timelines, and you should be good to go. You can comment in Kate's comments or my comments. We're invested. We wanna know how it's going. We want an update. It's okay. Not homework. You don't have to, but damn it, we would love to fucking know how you're doing.
No, I need to do it because what I'm doing ain't working.
Yes,
I can
it
sleep
is
with all my meditations.
Yes, it is. Oh, I have a meditation that will help, but it's. I'm just letting you know it's free. It's on my YouTube. Okay. It's the
No, not yours. My meditations. Okay. I have meditation playlists for a night.
Try it. This is different.
Okay, I will.
I've never made meditations before. I have two now, and this one's only been out for 2 weeks, and holy fuck, bro.
Okay.
Try it once.
I will. I will. I will, okay. Don't you worry. Because I'll put it on my list.
Okay. That's it for me.
Thank you. Don't forget to disconnect, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
I love you, Ben.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Glad you were in the comments.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have this out next week on our podcast, because we usually do it like a week after. if everything works with the recording and stuff. And if it doesn't, that's the only reason.
Okay. Is all the podcast is in there too, right?
Yeah. In your link tree? We have it in both of our link trees, but the closing statements are in mine.
Okay. I'm going there now.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.